And if somebody wants to get down and hide behind a hedge over there, you might say he's got to do what to his body to get down? For crouch, might you say crouch?
Yeah, crouch.
Squat?
Yes.
Would that be the same as scrooge?
Yes.
Or does that mean?
I would use the word scrooge. I would use one of the other terms.
If someone was in church and walked up to the altar and got down on their knees, you would say she
knelt.
And if you're very tired and you're going to bed, you might say, I'm going to
retire.
And if you were got up real early yesterday and told me about it, you said
I awakened.
If I bring you hit my foot down on the floor very heavy, you might say I did what?
Stamped foot.
And if you carried a very heavy suitcase a long way, a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I loved.
I say loved.
Toted?
Toted.
Would sacked it mean that, do you? Or packed it? If you needed a hammer, you might tell your grandson, you'd say to him, go
fetch it, or go get it, or bring it to me.
If children were playing tag and say that there's a tree against which the children can hold their hands and be safe, what might you call that?
We used to call that home base. Things I haven't thought of in years.
If you throw a ball, you want somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball, and he,
caught it.
If someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word you might use? You say he
swiped it.
And if you have forgotten about something but then remembered it, you say, now I can
recall or recollect.
If your grandson wrote you a letter and you needed to answer him, you might say, I have just what to him a letter?
Written.
But yesterday he sent you a letter, he wrote you. And when you write him, you expect to get an
answer or a reply.
You put the letter in an envelope and then take your pen and do what to the front of the envelope?
Address it.
Have you ever heard of backing a letter?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Same thing.
Is addressing it?
Yes.
Is that something an older person, time ago?
It might? Used to be. That term used to be used more then than now, I would think.
Um,